Via Palakis and Susie McCartney are cleaning up their 1973 Chevrolet step van after the lunch rush. On the outside, it is painted a golden orange color with a window for ordering. On the inside, it looks like a small industrial kitchen. Palakis says none of that equipment was there when she first bought it in Washington.
Darren Shields built the whole thing. Like, this was stripped down. It was just like chipping paint. And he installed all the appliances, built the countertops himself, and then even the vent hood.
She says her first exposure to the food industry was through her father. She never thought she would follow in his footsteps, but after working on a farm in Washington, she thought that a food truck would be a fun way to connect people with great local ingredients.
Feels like there's a little more flexibility, not only in what you can make in here, you're not tied to a certain menu, but also you can physically move it. It's on wheels. So it kind of has this great sort of more open-ended gypsy feel to it.
Palakis says at some point she would love to take her food truck on the road, but right now she is sticking to Haynes. This week, Camino has been serving grilled cheese and soup for lunch.
Our breads are from Esther Gunick and Gunick's Bakery. We used a sourdough, and our secret is we've used butter and a combination of butter and a secret ingredient. I don't know if I should say it.
That's Susie McCartney. She's working with Palakis to get Camino up and running. She's been cooking for a living for a long time. She says she was drawn to Palakis' passion for local ingredients. She's excited to try out cooking different cuisines in the food truck.
And this is a really great opportunity off season to really work out the kinks and operate sort of as a test kitchen to not only see what people like, but see what we can do out of the little truck.
Camino will be serving lunch this week from noon to 2 p.m. at the Old Field Kitchen in the Fort Seward Parade Grounds. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.